Welcome to the online ministry of Pacific Beach United Methodist Church, located in beautiful San Diego, California. Pacific Beach UMC is a member of the Reconciling Ministries Network and welcomes persons of all ages and backgrounds for worship, study, and service opportunities. More information can be found on our website at pbumc.org. May you be enriched in the hearing of these words, and may you receive and enjoy God's blessing.
We've been, over this Advent season, we've been exploring sort of our preparation for Christmas through the lens of the Charles Dickens classic, A Christmas Carol. A few weeks ago, I invited you to watch the movie or read the book or however that works for you. And we've been sort of journeying through that as we experience our own journey toward Christmas. I'm not going to talk a lot today. I was waiting for that, yeah. But I do want to sort of set up how this ongoing series connects with the musical that we're about to experience. One of the things that happens in A Christmas Carol, as Scrooge is visited by the ghost of Christmas present, that's sort of where we are as we've been telling the story, as Scrooge is visited by the ghost of Christmas present, he begins to receive knowledge from an unexpected source. Now, with his priority on money, he wouldn't expect to receive wisdom from the Cratchit family. And yet, he does. And it's profound wisdom. And I submit to you, I suggest to you, that in the musical that you're about to see, there is wisdom that comes from an unexpected place. Now, in your own life, you may have seen voices that are silenced or at least marginalized come up with profound words of wisdom. In this musical, there is a voice that is often silenced, marginalized, that has profound and helpful wisdom for a particular problem that will be set up and that will be explored in this musical today. And this is not a new thing. I submit that one of our scriptures today helps us to see another time where there is voices that we wouldn't expect wisdom to come from, and yet we might hear that wisdom anyway. And so I'll read for you. I confess this technically is a scripture we shouldn't read today. It's a Christmas scripture. We're still in Advent, but do we have some grace here? All right, good. So we're going to read from the Gospel of Luke, the second chapter, beginning with verse 8. Listen, as we experience this scripture, listen for where wisdom might come from, especially unexpected wisdom. Nearby shepherds were living in the fields, guarding their sheep at night. The Lord's angel stood before them. The Lord's glory shone around them, and they were terrified. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. Look, I bring good news to you. Wonderful, joyous news for all people. Your Savior is born today in David's city. He is Christ the Lord. This is a sign for you. You will find a newborn baby wrapped snugly and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great assembly of the heavenly forces was with the angel praising God. They said, "Glory to God in the heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." Then the angels returned to heaven. The shepherds said to each other, "Let's go right now to Bethlehem and see what's happened. Let's confirm what the Lord has revealed to us." They went quickly and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. When they saw this, they reported what had been told about this child. Everyone who heard it was amazed at what the shepherds told them. Mary committed these things to memory and considered them carefully. The shepherds returned home, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. Everything happened just as they had been told. Now, we might see the wisdom that comes from the sort of heavenly voices, but what about the wisdom of the shepherds? In this culture and time, the shepherds are marginalized people. And yet, if they hadn't responded to what they'd heard, if they hadn't shown up, and then after having seen what they saw, if they hadn't gone telling that story, would we be celebrating Christmas today? Wisdom comes so often from silenced voices. Let's join together in a time of prayer. God of connection and Spirit of love, we are glad to be here in this place as a connected community. Let us continue to offer strength and hope and joy and peace to one another. Let us support one another when we face challenges, and let us celebrate with one another when we face joys. Let us be reminded that it is your love that continues to connect us and draw us together. We are grateful for this opportunity to be in Christian community this day, that we might love one another, that we might be a presence that is the body of Christ, showing deep and profound love not only to one another but to the world, so that we might participate in your transforming work in our communities in the world. We pray in the name of the Christ who connects us and who teaches us to pray, as we might join together, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.